Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
February 3, 1806. Great success hunting elk. The expedition's hunters have killed some elk out in the field that are now buried under the snow and are difficult to retrieve. Dreher is meeting with great success while hunting, and even the salt makers have killed some elk. The temperature has moderated, but it is still winter, and the humidity is high. The men are in good spirits and well occupied in making leather clothing. Captain Clark fills in the details.
About 3 o'clock, Dreher and LaPage returned. Dreher had killed 7 elk in the point below us several miles distant, but can be approached within 3/4 of a mile with canoes by means of a small creek which discharges itself into the bay on the side of the Clatsop village. Direct Sergeant Pryor to go in quest of the meat. The wind was so high that they were unable to set out until a little before sunset, when they departed at 10 p.m. They returned excessively cold and informed us that they could not make land on this side of the bay, nor get into the creek in consequence of the tide being out and much lower than usual. We are apprehensive that the Clatsops, who know where the meat is, will rob us of part of it, if not the whole of it. At 4:30 p.m., Sergeant Gass returned with his party. They brought with them the flesh of 4 other elk which the hunters had found, being part of the 10 which we killed up the Nettle River the other day. He left our fields, Shannon, and LaBiche to continue the hunt, and made an appointment to return to them. Late in the evening, the 4 men who had been sent to assist the salt makers in transporting meat which they had killed to their camp also returned and brought with them all the salt which had been made, consisting of about 1 bushel only. With the means we have of boiling the salt water, we find it a very tedious operation, that making salt. Notwithstanding, we keep the kettles boiling day and night. We calculate on 3 bushels lasting us from hence to our deposits of that article on the Missouri. Captain William Clark, February 3, 1806.
The small creek Dreher and party tried to navigate was near Point Adams at the mouth of the Columbia. The creek might have been Skippin' on River or Tansy Creek. The bay was Young's Bay. Over the next 2 days, Sergeant Pryor, with a party of 5 men, set out again in quest of the elk which Dreher had killed. The elk are in much better condition out on these little prairies than they are in the forest, probably due to a diet of grass rather than brush and berries. Monday, more hunting.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Clark read by Sean Batisse. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.